And welcome back, everyone. This cast is going to be a little addendum to the last one, the Beatles one, for a couple of stories I completely missed. I had them in my notes and completely forgot to mention them. One of which was something else I thought of was, oh, this must be 20 years ago. And I was taking my mother somewhere one day and had the CD on in the car, which was just one of my, in the, these days it's called a mixtape, isn't it? But it's, I used to call it a compilation. And a Beatles track came on, and Mum said to me, "Oh, I haven't heard this one in a long time." And I thought, "Oh, okay." She actually takes notice of what I listened to, because normally it was Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, that sort of thing. And it's like, not really, not like, and it was Across the Universe, which was nice, and not one of my real favorites, but a really nice track. Wasn't, if you remember saying that, leading on to that, do you remember the Voyager spacecraft that was launched, I don't know, 25 years ago, 35, 40 years ago, that was going out into the cosmos? And on the side of it, apparently, is a record attached to the side of it, and there are certain pieces of music on that. There's some, Bach, there's some Chuck Berry, and whatever else there was, some sounds of Earth, sort of whale sounds and stuff like that. And apparently Across the Universe is on it as well, which is nice. So anyway, that was Mum taking notice of what I was playing in the car that time, which was nice. So a couple of things I forgot last week were a couple of George Harrison stories, one of which was or only about 7 or 8 years ago, I was making a documentary, a motor racing documentary, on the Lotus 72 Formula One car and its drivers. And I was interviewing some of the old Team Lotus mechanics and people that were involved. And one of the guys we interviewed, in fact, we interviewed a couple of the drivers, Emerson Fittipaldi and John Miles. One of the guys we interviewed was another racing driver, a guy called Dave Brody, who was really good in saloon cars. If you don't know who he is, do a Google on Dave Brody, Run Baby Run. That was his black Ford Escort, Mark I Ford Escort. He was unbeatable in that car, and he was champion at so many different classes. Really good. Best mates with Frank Williams. And he had, he obviously got to know George through motor racing, but he lived and had a factory, a metalworking factory near Henley, which was near Friar Park. And apparently George used to pop over and just turn up at the factory unannounced to have a cup of tea and a chat with Brode. And he said, it was lovely. George was a great guy and, knew his motor racing and just, all round good guy. He said, but in the end, he used to stay so long that he had to say, can you imagine saying this to a beetle? George, I'm sorry, mate, but I've got to get back to work. This is how I make my money. I've got to get back to work. Oh, sorry, bro. Yeah. And he'd nip off. And then he'd see him a couple of weeks later or whatever. He said, anyway, one day he came over and he gave him a tape, a cassette. He said, bro, this is my new album. Do you want to have a listen to it? Yeah. Okay. So he left it with him. And Brode listened to it a couple of times. I can't remember which album it would have been. It would have been a 70s album. So maybe Dark Horse or 33 and a Third or something like that. And, about 2 weeks later, George visited again. He said, oh, Brode, have you got that tape? He said, yeah, got it in the car. He said, why? He said, I gave you the wrong one. It's the one, it's not finished. It's the wrong versions. So I jumped into the conversation at that point and said, have you still got it? He said, no, he took it back, which was a bugger. So that was a shame. But yeah, it shows you, what a down-to-earth guy George was. So yeah, that was that. So really, that's it, really. I knew there was only going to be a short one, but it turns out to be a little bit shorter than what I thought. That's it. So hopefully I'm going to be having, in future episodes, I'm thinking of branching away from just me talking about me and my so-called career in television. And I'm going to be I'm putting some feelers out already for some people to interview that I know and are interesting. So that's in the future. There's no rush to get these things done, but it's just a bit of fun. So please, if you're interested, don't forget to like and subscribe and follow, and we'll see you soon. Bye bye.